Good morning, Katie. Hope you're well this morning.
Yes, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, what's some of the highlights of last night's meeting?
Okay, well, we started off, as we always do, with our pre-applications. These are the non-binding discussions with applicants. And the first one was what we call affectionately the 830G application. And what we're referring to there is a section of the state statutes under which an affordable housing project can be submitted to the town. Under that section of the statutes, the commission no longer uses the zoning regulations to determine whether or not a project is viable, but rather whether there's a public health and safety issue that outweighs the need for affordable housing. And we do have an established need. So in this particular instance, the first application was for Church Street and Sherwood Place. It's where most people know Gabriel's Restaurant to be located, which is now Town House, I believe it's called. There's a couple of other uses that back onto Sherwood Place. In fact, it's 11 properties in total. And they're looking to do 192-unit set-aside development there. So naturally, the issues that came up in this pre-application stage were concerns about infrastructure, such as sewer demand and traffic. A lot of the members of the public spoke about how difficult it is to navigate those roads under existing conditions, and how they're concerned about what it would mean to have 192 units there, particularly with Greenwich Hospital being around the corner and the need to get there quickly. So a lot of discussion also about the project being right in the middle of the historic 4th Ward District, and some of the issues that the commission wanted the applicant to take a look at there if they should proceed and submit a final application to the commission in the future. Excuse me. Then second, we looked at another pre-application. This one is at 2 Deerfield Drive, kind of across from the library there in Central Greenwich. And they are looking to create an office space for United Way of Greenwich, which many of you probably know all about United Way. It's a nonprofit, and the issue there is zoning complication and whether or not you can use the basement space for office. So the commission gave some insight, and I'm sure we'll be seeing them back in short order.
And is that I'm sorry, Katie, but is that their offices are moving there, or is this just a satellite office, or what?
Yes, we haven't gotten to the details of what they're doing, but I believe they would be moving there.
Okay.
But we haven't gotten to that stage yet, because it really wasn't about the United Way. It was more about the whether or not there could be an office use in where they're proposing it in that building.
Okay.
But we'll get to all of that at some point, I'm sure. Then we did not hear the subdivision at 64 and 72 Zacchaeus Mead. That was postponed. But we did hear the subdivision at 46 Dublin Hill Drive. This is really actually for a large home within a recently approved subdivision. The issue, though, came down to whether or not they could have their drainage within the conservation area. So that was held open at a last meeting, and it was finally approved last night. So that was good. Move that along. Then we went over to Riverside with the Riverside Shopping Center, where the Greenwich Medical Spa is located. This was located in part of the building that was damaged in that accident last year. What they're looking to do here is convert a ground level parking space to medical office. However, it doesn't fit nicely into the regulation. It was becoming clear that it wasn't going to go favorably for the applicant. And what we decided at the last minute was that they should consider making a separate use for the uses they have there. This is things like personal service facials and whatever, but also things that require some sort of medical coverage, such as Botox and things involving needles. So we do have those uses in town. We're seeing more of them, so it makes sense at this stage to look more closely at creating a definition for those types of uses and seeing where they'd be appropriate and in what zone. So the applicant will be coming back with that, which is a positive outcome. Then we moved over to Central Greenwich Avenue. This is a building between the front and rear building lines, meaning they don't have to worry about the parking requirements. This is where Sophia's and the New York Sports Club was located. They want to do a retail bakery and a market and a restaurant there. The commission held this open because they want to get a more detailed analysis on the impact of traffic. So even though they don't have a parking demand, there is a lot of concern about a restaurant of that size and what it might do to that area. So they want to get a better handle on that. And then lastly, we reviewed 171 Hamilton Avenue. This is another one of those 830G applications. It's a set-aside development. This was held open because this particular project has a retail component, and the statute 830G reads that a affordable housing project is only residential. So the question then becomes, does that mean that a affordable housing project can only have residential, or does it mean that the area of the affordable housing can be that has to be residential, and if you have a compliant commercial area per the town zoning regulations, that they could be in unison. So that's another one of those complicated nuance issues. The commission asked the applicant to provide a brief or some sort of analysis on the case law on this that's been completed throughout the state of Connecticut, and we're going to ask our local town attorney also and see if we can figure out this nuance here. All right. So that was held open.
Okay. Before we get to the next meeting, I wanted to ask you about a Monday, the affordable housing market discussion Zoom on that. What's happening there?
Yes, that is I'm not sure of the timing of that, but like you said, that's on Monday. So I don't know much more about it other than that, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. So you're not taking part in that. I got you.
No.
All right, great. Sorry about that. Didn't mean to hang out to dry on that one.
No problem.
Okay. All right. So let's get back to more familiar territory. The next meeting, and what are some of the items that may be coming up?
Okay, well, the next meeting is on October 26th, and we will be revisiting the Chabad at 270 Lake Avenue. They're looking to make some changes to some of the conditions out there that would allow them to continue a preschool. Also, 581 and 585 potentially might be back. We'll be deciding that today. And the other big project on that meeting will be the assisted living and zoning amendment that's also has a site plan associated with it on Old Track Road. So that will all be on that meeting.
All right, good. So good meeting last night, productive, and sounds like some good stuff coming up for the next one, would you say?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Fantastic. Moving right along.
All right, good, Katie. Thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Thank you.
Thank you, Tony. You too.